Sunday night with Sunday evenings with the Doc, and you're listening to Bon Ton Rising Radio on Sunday evening, Easter Sunday, and happy Easter to all of you listeners. Thank you for tuning in. We have an interesting guest tonight. I look forward to that, and of course, Coach will be calling in. Uncle Billy may be calling in. We hope to hear from him, but he is indisposed right now. He's a very busy man, and we'll always mention him throughout the show and hope that he'll give us a call. But for right now, we want to start off the evening with a nice mellow song that we all know about.
Hey, y'all, you know, we've never talked about love before, you know? Here's our version. Check it out. Paint a pretty smile each day. Loving is a blessing, yeah. Never let it fade away. It's all about love. A true romance, beauty that's around you, yeah. You deserve just one more chance, my dear, my dear. Let the light shine all through your mind, feel the heart aglow. Take the time, make up your mind, it's all about love. Talking to yourself is fine. Makes you feel much better. Know just where to draw the line, my dear, my dear. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Interesting experience I had with a newspaper. It's called The Final Call, and it's the paper that the Islamics distribute in South Dallas. So I'm riding through South Dallas, and I decide, you know, I never have had a conversation with these guys standing out here on the corner, and they're always here, rain, sleet, snow or hail. They're standing out here giving out these papers, or so I thought giving. I actually ended up paying $2 for it. It used to not cost that much, but, you know, hey, everything raises, right? So anyway, I get the paper, and I'm really glad I did, because the front page do what they call due diligence in terms of appointing a black woman to Supreme Court, or to nominate a black woman to the Supreme Court. Some people are disappointed about it. You know me, I mean, I'm all about love, so I trust that the president elected who he thought would do the best job. I really trust that about him. The thing about it is, I'm also down for the woman, of course. I'm a woman, and the desired person for the job, a Judge Brown Jackson, they wanted to have, you know, nominated. And when I say they, I mean, you know, them, the general public, the minorities, you know, the moral minority, I don't know. But it's always a they. Anyway, there was enough stink put up about it that it appeared, it made the front page. Imagine that. And they are talking about all women, including us, and especially us, black women. What do you think about that, ladies? I was so impressed that I actually want to meet this guy, shake his hand, and thank him for this article. I look forward to sharing with you guys what the meat of this article is about. So stay tuned.
It was a stormy night. You know the kind where the lightning strikes. And I was hanging out with some of my artsy friends. Ooh, you. The night was long. Night went on. People cooling out to the break of dawn. Incense was burning, so I'm feeling right. I see, I picked my friends like I picked my fruit. Like Annie told me that when I was only here. Don't walk around trying to be what I'm not. I don't waste my time trying to get what you got. Working pleasing me goes, I can't please you. And that's why I do what I do. My soul flash me like a willow tree. I'm planting seeds, so I reap what I sow.
Reading this article, I'm going to post it on our website so you can see can read it yourself, but it speaks to the fact that that women and men are both creations of God, and in both instances, when they quote the scripture about God created humans, I said humans in His own image, and not man. So, and it says, and then they quoted, "Male and female created He them, and called their name Adam." So, I thought this was pretty awesome. So it says, when we talk about man, you can't even talk without a man unless a woman is present, because there would be no man without a woman. So, ladies, the Honorable Farrakhan has spoken, and I like what he's saying. How about that? Well, I'm sure there's lots of opinions on that whole thing, but I still have to applaud the progression of thought for the male, particularly the black male, to be able to appreciate us as equal partners in this thing called life. Not physically equal, not emotionally equal. I think that our physiques and our psychics are totally different. So it's kind of like saying that an apple is equal to an orange, because although they are both fruit, they are very different, as we are. So I hope you can take that and do something good with it, because we do need them. We need you guys, and you guys need us. That's the wake-up call. Wake up. Wake up, men. Wake up, women. Love each other. Wake up.
Yeah.
to be here with you guys. It's always a pleasure to spend the evening with people that I think highly of, and you listeners I think extremely highly of. This is Bon Ton Rising Radio. This is a radio show for and about South Dallas. And we spend all of our time, all of our collective energies, trying to empower, raise consciousness of the people in South Dallas. And we have a special guest tonight who is a young man that knows all about South Dallas. His family has been in South Dallas, ran a wonderful cultural business in South Dallas. He's a young guy, and it's our opportunity to connect with the young people. I happened to run into him as in the mix at the new location of Pan African Connection. Is that right, Mr. Bantu?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Listeners, this is Mr. Bambatu, and tell us about you.
Okay, my name is Bambatu Hogue. I'm 22 years old, founder of Young Kings Clothing. I'm also a 7th grade science teacher at O.W. Holmes Middle School. And, we have a clothing line that pushes positivity about to inner-city youth. Basically, I could explain a little bit more later, but that's the gist of it right now.
That's so awesome. And how long have you been in business for yourself? How long have you had this product out there for us?
I've been in business with myself since about 2013, my sophomore year in college. I went to Tennessee State University, and one day, me and a group of my friends, we were just sitting in our dorm room, and we told ourselves, man, we're tired of wearing stuff that these Europeans and just other people are making, the Chinaman are making, and we just wanted to make a brand that represents us, that helps us stand out, that put some money in our pockets, because, you know, we're making other people rich by buying their clothes, and we just got really tired of that fact. And we started with one T-shirt, and after that, it just kind of took off from there.
Did it really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And what's the name of the brand?
Young Kings Clothing.
Young Kings. And so is it sportswear or?
Oh, it has evolved into a designer type of line. We go from the urban clothes, shirts, T-shirts, hoodies, to things as far as blazers, women outfits, women dresses. So it's kind of a lot of flavor. It could fit any situation. A lot of versatility. So I mean, it's kind of, I don't want to say sportswear, but more so a designer line, and that's the level we're trying to aim for right now.
And this line, you've been working on this line for how long now?
Since 2013, so about 3 years now.
And where are you located? Where can we find this line?
You can find it at the Pan African Connection at 4466 South Marcellus in Dallas.
Speaking of online. Oh, keep going. Sorry.
Also online at youngkingsclothing.com. You spell it YOUNGKINGSYKLOTHING. So instead of regular clothing, it's YKLOTHING.
Okay. All right. Well, listeners, you heard that. This is young Mr. Bambatu, and he has a clothing line called Young Kings. If you're listening to us via computer listeners, please call in 646-688-2263 if you have any questions about the clothing line Young Kings, or you can tune in to BontonRising.com and the radio show. So, Mr. Bambata, your family is very well known in the South Dallas community. Our radio station is on for and about South Dallas. everybody knows about the Pan-African connection. That has got to be quite a legacy for you. Are you proud of that?
Yes, ma'am. It's a big deal, you know. As a child, I didn't realize the significance of it. But now becoming a young adult, I finally get to realize the impact that my family's business has had on the city of Dallas and the community. So it's really a blessing. And now it's to the point where I'm trying to take it to a whole nother level, trying to modernize it to my time and my era and evolve it so it can be passed on to the next generation. So it is a great blessing. I love my mom and my dad, who passed away about 4 years ago. And it's crazy because you know how when you're young, you don't really take everything your parents say serious. But now when I'm a little older, everything they're saying, they was telling me back in the day is hitting me now. Like all the little lessons, I'm like, man, that don't mean nothing. No, that's not nothing serious. Now I realize that's life. Life is no joke, you know, especially when you're doing business.
That is awesome. And I love that you honor your mom here. What is her name?
Her name is Akwete Tahimba.
Well, I have had the pleasure of meeting her on a couple of occasions, thanks to Chinook. He's the one who got me there at the South Dallas location on several occasions, meetings that he was having. And when I walked in there, it was like, wow. It was so much fun. It's like when you walk into your great grandfather's garage with all of these wonderful things that reflect who he is. So to walk into the Pan African Connection store, I mean, it's like this big vast container of history, you know. And then the services that it provides. When you were growing up in South Dallas, what do you think were the challenges that your mom and your dad faced being in South Dallas, if there were any?
One thing I could say was I didn't recognize the problems, but one thing that I know that my father, he struggled with a lot was trying to organize his people. That was his biggest challenge. He didn't care so much about making money. About, you know what I'm saying, getting money from his people. He wanted to organize his people and take them to higher places as far as a revolutionary aspect. So he died trying to accomplish that mission. So with that being said, I want to say the hardest challenge was trying to motivate and organize his people. You know, not on a business aspect, but more so of a revolutionary political aspect.
Yes.
Well, so that was very hard for him.
Did you ever see his frustration doing that?
Yeah, I mean, I always flash back to this moment when I was in I was about 11 years old. Me and my dad, we went to the park every Sunday to go running and ride bikes. Now I never forget, after I run, I looked my dad in the eyes. He just broke down crying, and I asked him. I said, Dad, why are you crying? And he told me. He said, 'Cause son, in my lifetime, I'm not going to be able to make the change that I want. And with that being said, it kind of gave me the image that we don't have much time here on this earth to make a change that we want, but that big change is going to come by us educating our people and then going from generation to generation to generation.
Yeah.
You know, I might not be able to do it, who around me, and this people who are here now might not be able to do it, but if we go ahead and educate our people and let them know what's going on, then maybe the next generation, they'll get it, and they'll be able to make that change. And that's the kind of message we're pushing with the Young Kings Clothing, that you're a king. The youth, we're kings and queens. Just act like they paint the picture that we're thugs, we're violent, we're no good, we can't be successful, we got to be in prison and all that, you know. So with the brand Young Kings, every time a young adult puts Young King on their chest, I want them to feel like, okay, I'm a king, I'm a queen. I'm royalty.
Awesome.
I have the utmost potential to be great and nothing less. And that's the picture we're trying to paint with Young King's Clothing, trying to put the royalty back into the youth and tell them all, you're not Nicki Minaj, you're not a Meek Mill, you're not a Jay-Z, you're not those guys, you're not a rapper. You know what I'm saying? I teach, and it hurts my heart hearing these kids know every single lyric to these songs, but they can't read the paragraph to me in my class from a book, you know. It hurts my heart deeply. So we got to change the mindset of the youth. That's where it starts right now.
Mr. Bambaataa, I pledge, you know, my God-given energy to the same cause. And your father was just a part of a collective stream of energy towards that change in his life. I know through you and your mom, and the store. And so I'm kind of in that middle range there, and I'm doing the same thing, mostly with this radio show. And we're doing some other underground things in terms of being not revolutionary, but raising consciousness, which I think back in the day that's what it was called. Except, you know, our revolution will be televised. And so you can count on me being on board with that. I've been meeting with people, council people, for the past month. There will be some change, and he will see it through your eyes. I think that was that transfer of that energy and those tears. And you were there to see that and experience that. It's like you pick up the baton and carry it on just from that one thing that's stuck in your mind. So I'm going to encourage you and connect with you. How old are you?
I'm 22.
I am here to connect with you and your age group also through our Friday night hip-hop show. So we'll talk about that, but I wanted to ask you one other thing, and that is, what were the wonderful things about having business in the South Dallas area that you experienced with your family, with your parents?
One of the most wonderful things I did right there in the heart of South Dallas was the support of the community. I mean, the people there are very loving. They're very hard workers. Just waking up in South Dallas and going to work motivates you. You know, motivates you to do better and be great. You know, just that environment, knowing that you're in South Dallas. You know, South Dallas is not no bougie. It's a hard-working community. You know, people out there working, trying to get it. It kind of reminds me of Africa, honestly. I've been to Africa a couple of times, been to Ghana. In Ghana, those folks out there working hard, you know, for little to nothing. They might work a 10-hour day just for $5, you know. That's the type of environment you get in South Dallas, a humble, hard-working environment. And I feel like a lot of people need to experience that, so to humble them, because a lot of people out here, they really spoiled. They got an exception of what a day of work should be about is really misconstrued, and they really need to be humble. So that's the experience I got out of South Dallas. It really reminded me a lot of Africa, just by the vibe and the culture and the way people work and the way people treat each other.
That's beautiful. So that whole, you know, some of those negative running vibes that some people get, would you say that was not necessarily real? That was some perception?
Nah, definitely not. I mean, like everybody knows, it, bad stuff happens everywhere on this planet. I mean, just because it's in South Dallas, the people, I don't agree with that at all. Because we live in South Dallas. We was at the South Dallas spot for a while, and we really didn't have any type of issues, you know. It was really smooth sailing. It wasn't no type of, nobody robbed us, nobody did anything criminal to us. You know, it was really all good, positive vibes, you know. So I don't understand that one at all.
Well, same here. I have my office. I have a medical clinic in South Carolina, and it serves the community over on Malcolm X, 4432 Malcolm X, for you listeners. and it's been great. It's been serving the community there for 15 years. I go in there. It's never empty. Sometimes it's standing room only. A beautiful thing. So I'm glad you took the time to come on the show tonight, because it's all about South Dallas for me right now. You know, I'm from there, and I'm at that point to give back. And believe me, you're going to see some very cool things from people my age that have gone out and succeeded. My
Yes, ma'am.
Listeners, don't go anywhere. But I'm going to put on a song, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about the Friday night.
Okay.
How you guys are going to let me, you know, slip in on that, if that's okay.
Yes, ma'am. That's fine.
Okay, don't go. We're going to play a song.
All right.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby. If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far. Don't worry, baby, just call my name, I'll be there in a hurry, you don't have to worry, oh baby, there's
me up there, why, 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 Yeah, okay.
You need to get done, 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 done at work. Come over. We just need to slow the motion. Don't get out of the way to no one. Long distance, I need you.
When I see potential, I just gotta see it through. If you had a twin, I would still choose you. I don't wanna rush into it if it's too soon. But I know you need to get done, 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 done if you come over. Sorry if I'm way less friendly. I got niggas tryna end me off. Yeah. I spilled all my emotions tonight, I'm sorry. Rolling, 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 rolling. How many more shots until you're rolling? We just need a face to face. You could pick the time and the place. You spend some time away. Now you need to forward and give me all the work, 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 work.
It's send me up in work, 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 work. You see me do my da, 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 da. So me better work, 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 work. When you walk out, la, 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 la. When the cash from my tur, 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 tur.
Bonton Rising Radio, Sunday evenings with the Doc. Thank you for listening. The number, the call-in number here is 646-668-8263. And we're listening to, we have a guest tonight who's really special. He's 22-year-old. His name is Bambada, and he is the son of the owners of the Pan-African Connection that was in South Dallas for years and years and years. Now it's in South Dallas, which is Oak Cliff. And we also have another caller in. Who's calling in tonight?
This is Chinook.
Hi, Chinook. How are you?
Hey, just give me a call. No, go ahead.
Well, you are in good company. Mr. Bambada, this is Chinook. Chinook is a local yogi, sensei, all this other stuff. I'll let him tell you. Would you please introduce yourself to the listeners?
Okay, I'm Chinook, and I've dedicated my life to the healing arts, internal arts, yoga, tai chi, qigong, meditation, these different things. And I spent a lot of time and energy, effort, time, money, travel, study, research. So that's what I do, and that's what I love. I got a passion for it, and I do it 24/7, 365.
Well, thank you so much for calling. We've been visiting with Mr. Bada, had someone say about his experience as an owner of South Island, as a black man. Designer, just so many things. Mr. Mbatu doing a Friday night presentation, very station, every Friday night. And I understand that you are going to allow access to hip hop cool kids.
Right.
Where am I meeting you guys on Friday?
I'll probably be at the shop, honestly. I can't really hear you. My volume. Is anybody can turn your volume up a little bit?
I'm sorry?
All right, I can hear you a little bit better now. But what was you saying?
Oh, okay. I was saying I understand that you are going to I was telling the listeners that you're going to let me in the inside track with your young people and your hip-hop sessions that you have. And I was wondering if this Friday, is it this Friday that you guys get together? Because I'm going to show up with my microphone and put you guys live on Friday Night Hip-Hop.
Mm-hmm. So, no, I don't think it'll be this Friday. I don't think this Friday would be good because they have a drum circle
and I'll probably be at the shop all night on Friday.
Oh, okay. Well, is it okay if I show up there?
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. It'd be a lot of artists, a lot of artistic people, a lot of youth who do music there too. So, I mean, that'll be fine too.
Well, that's great. One of the goals of this Bonton Rising is to connect.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are our future. And it's
yes, ma'am.
An interesting experience hosting Hip Hop Night on Friday. By the way it's done on Friday is that you email listeners, you email your playlist, the pop playlist, has to be at least six songs, emailed to them, and we feature your playlist on that evening. Any subsequent evening, you will be immediately put in a raffle for the Rihanna ticket. So we have two Rihanna tickets that are made available for the May 9th show. But whoever gets the most likes is the winner of that. So tell your friends, Bombada. Huh?
Okay.
Be sure to tell your friends.
I want a ticket to Rihanna.
Well, you
I want a ticket to Rihanna.
Well, if you send in your playlist, which I'm sure your playlist is pretty cool too. But it's hip hop.
Yeah.
You're pretty. I mean, you are very very versatile in music, Chinook. So I know that you have some songs you could submit.
Okay, so when is that?
Bombada got a pulse on that. I mean, he's now with the Mad Generation. Yeah, Bombada got a pulse. I mean, they got a pulse on the hip hop music. I mean, I know something, but you're talking to the right guy. He's well versed in a lot of things himself. Also, Bombada's really he's a very intelligent, brilliant young man working there at Pan African Connection. They're doing great works, and they've been doing it for a amount of years. I've been familiar with him since his founding and him. With little kids, him and his other brother and sister. So Bombada's going to be a very noble, classy type of brother, no doubt. But I'm going to get off right now because I'm getting close to my destination. But Mickey,
okay.
I'll call you again next week. Enjoy the show. I also enjoy Pan African Connection. I hope people that's listening will definitely go by there. They got tons of great stuff, everything from facial stuff to cocoa butter to shea butter to essential oils, incense, clothes, books, workshops. It's just really a cultural godsend to the whole area, maybe the whole state and country. So make sure that you go check it out. Pan African Connection, Ann Arbor and Marcellus Avenue, not too far from South Oak Cliff High School. So, okay, Mickey, well,
all
Michelle,
right.
I'll talk to you a little later. Thank you, Amy.
Thank you. Thanks for tuning in. We
okay,
love you. Bye bye.
Okay, love you. All right.
Take care. Mr. Bombada, you have been like the most enlightening and enjoyable guest on the show. You may continue to
listen.
Yes, ma'am. And I'm going to kind of talk about. Do you ever, Mr. Bombada, do you ever look at the Final Call, that newspaper that the.
Yes, ma'am, I do. I check on it sometimes. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Well, I just got one the other day when I was in South Dallas, and we were talking about black women there. And so I'm going to be kind of wrapping my show up with some comments on that, on the black woman. And as a young man, I think you young black men are appreciating black women more so. You got kind
right.
of come full circle. Where there was that one period of time where the young people were just, like, you know, giving us the blues. But you
right.
guys seem to be more progressive in your thinking about having a female as your life partner or as your partners or just, you know, doing the community together. What is your take on that?
As far as just women or
yeah.
like how we treat women?
How you treat
You know, I feel like, I mean, I came up with two parents that, you know what I'm saying, were married and loved each other a lot, and I seen them go through a lot as well. But at the same time, I mean, me personally, I haven't found my wife yet. But as far as a woman, I feel like you got to respect women, because if you don't respect a woman, you probably don't respect yourself, honestly, because a woman is basically the key to life. Nothing else besides one. Without a woman, civilization would perish. So I feel like you have to respect women. I don't see why people don't respect women, but at the same time, some women don't respect themselves, so they don't allow a man to respect them because they don't have no respect for themselves. That's why we push this young kings and this young queens concept, because if every woman valued herself as a queen and walked like a queen, and every man talked like a king and walked like a king, we won't have a lot of these problems that we have. It'd be no B-I-T-C-H's, no H-O-E's, none of that. Them terms would be eliminated. Like, when I hear my students say those type of terms, I make them write papers, you know what I'm saying, essays, like, on other ways to use the word. Yes. But it's horrible. Wow. I hate to hear the N-word in my class. I say, son, why would you call your friend the N-word when that's what the slave master who treated us like animals called us?
Wow.
And our ancestors, why would you even call somebody you call a friend the N-word? That's crazy to me. So, you know, and it's crazy because growing up in South Dallas or growing up in Oak Cliff, I heard the N-word all the time. I even used it.
Yay!
I'm not gonna lie, I used it a long time ago, so now it's like I know the significance of it, and it's horrible. I would never say it again. I would never call my brother the word nigga. You know, I use a term now that I'm trying to get more hip. It's called King Brother.
Yeah.
I call him my KB. I say, what's up, KB? King Brother. If it's a queen,
cool.
What's up, queen sister? You know, I don't use the word nigga or a hoe or the B-I-T-C-H word. I'm trying to change the culture. You know, it's going to take a while, but I feel like if we keep pushing it, we spoon feed them and we don't try to force it on them, it'll make some type of improvement. But, yeah, I feel like you got to respect women, because at the end of the day, a woman is a queen. And treat her like a queen, you know. She'll treat you like a king, bottom line.
Absolutely.
But that's how I feel about it.
Well, that is so refreshing. And the same here. That is my sentiment exactly. It feels so good to be treated well. There were years, Bovada, when, you know, that I'd never heard anything positive about who I was from my black brothers.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. There was a period. Now, there was a period. There was a, because, you know, I'm in my 50s, so there was a period there, a 20, 25-year period, when we were seriously disconnected, and I felt it, and it hurt, and it affected my self-esteem. I mean, they didn't look so good either. I mean, they looked like the other cultures, but it affected my self-esteem, which then affected the self-esteem of the kids that I had contact. So to see you guys come full circle and back to that is so refreshing. You're not alone. And I'll tell you a story. It wasn't until the first time I was heard some verbal appreciation by a black man. I was in D.C. at a barbecue, and I was sitting at a table with some older men that had gone off to Vietnam, and they were talking about when it was time for them to come home, and they said they were so glad to see their black women with those black behind that skin. And I'm sitting there, I'm probably in my 20s, and I was like, wow, I had never heard that come from a black man. And when I heard that, I was like, wow, I knew it was out there, and I only tuned my ear in to that kind of talk. The other talk, I let it fall away.
Right.
So what you have said today, for any listeners, it probably has affected somebody. The way that had such an impact on that one time, and to see that it has come back around, I applaud you over and over again. And keep it up. We're here for you. You are definitely going to hear from our group in South Dallas, because we want you to show up at some of our events. But I will see you on Friday.
Okay.
So, listeners, you have been spending an evening with Bambaataa. He is the designer of Young King's clothing line. And where can we buy those items?
You can get it online at youngkingsclothing.com and also at the Pet Connection Bookstore at 4466 South Marcellus Avenue.
Awesome. Well, thank you. Peace and love to you, brother. I will see you on Friday. I am right now going to play one of our last songs of the evening. And you call us, continue to listen, or call in and have some. Tell your friends about us. We need that. Don't forget about the playlist. All you have to do is email a playlist to doc@bontonrising.com. Just email me the playlist. I'll play it on Friday. I usually get about three playlists. Pick one and mail it, and pick one of the mail-ins and play it that evening and call the person's name. So right now we have about five people to choose from to give the tickets to. So if you're at all interested, you might want to, you know, either tune in or tell your friends.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is very well, Coach Vaughn. You are in good company tonight. However, I do have to make a correction there. You know, Uncle Billy is a little under the weather. So I had to cover for him last night, and we might have to work and cover for him tomorrow. But we still mention his name and honor him and his Bon Ton Rising radio show. And how are you today?
Oh, doing fabulous, doing fabulous. How about you? How's it going?
Oh, it's going wonderfully well. I'm having the wonderful opportunity of meeting people who are excited about our projects that we have going in South Dallas. People are just eager and anxious to get on board. It's like they've just been waiting. And every time I talk to someone about it, they're like, somebody's been trying to do it. I tried to do that a few years ago, and it didn't work. People have been trying to do that for years. This is not going to work. You know, they're not going to be able to unify South Dallas and yada, yada, yada. I've heard a little bit of that. that part, but most people are excited that someone is trying and picked up the gauntlet again.
I would imagine. It's so wonderful that someone like yourself with that positive energy, those folks, they'll be won over soon. They'll see. The universe has something in store for South Dallas. They'll be won over pretty soon.
Well, I had the pleasure of spending an evening in your personal arena last night, Coach, at the basketball. What was it, Trick Shot? What was it called?
The Showboat Classic.
Yeah. Leave it to me.
Right. We had an opportunity to help Sam Tennessee out. Fabulous young man that does a lot of things with the youth and the older adults as well. And spends his own hard-earned money and just gives back to the community constantly. So we
What's
had the pleasure
name?
Of helping Sam Tennessee with Showboat Nation is his organization's name. And then the game was, yeah. And so we had a fabulous opportunity to help him with that with sponsorship. And the games are great. The little kids' games were filled up. And the TV cameras are out there doing the interviews for the little kids. So it made them seem like they were the big rock stars, which was awesome. Yeah, so I posted those videos today. And the boys' high school game was full of energy, and it was kids from Seguin High School, North Crawley.
Where's Seguin?
Seguin, I believe, is in somewhere in the Fort Worth area, Arlington-Fort Worth area. I'm believing it's probably in the Arlington area more than the Fort Worth area, but it's somewhere in that vicinity.
Is it a high school?
Yeah. Yes, it's a high school. And I'm
did you tell
sure
me that Lincoln or somebody played them?
Yeah, they did back when we were reporting scores early on in our earlier podcast. But, yeah, they even had some of the Lincoln boys and girls participating in that All-Star game, which was fabulous.
Oh,
so
nice.
We had a great night last night. And, I mean, you got to cap it off to see the older adult game, but it was winding down. But it was a great night all around. And Sam, I think, got accomplished what he wanted to get accomplished. And we went into that historic PC Cobb building. That building is so historic. And to have it so underutilized, yeah, that's going to be one of our projects too, Doc. We've got to get that arena back up and going. All that tradition in there, they're letting all those pictures fade, you know. They've got just tremendous pictures of athletes. So, but that sunlight is just...
Well, we just better table that at the next Bon Ton Rising neighborhood meeting.
That's right.
Don't forget now, because that's pretty important. That's a great, great thing to do. So we're doing some things. You listeners, you're going to hear us and see us here. I mean, we're going to become very, very visible in May with our first project. I'm going to keep it a surprise until it's time to do the press release on it. But we've got something awesome coming in May. And then I think, you know, addressing those faded pictures at Cobb Stadium is a really good project number two.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That historic place has probably seen every ball player that's been through Dallas in the last, 50, 70 years, however long that place has been in existence. So, yeah, we got to celebrate our brothers and sisters, keep their legacies alive.
So what are we going to do now that we don't have high school basketball, Coach?
Oh, we're going to
like
start
separate.
Reporting. Right, but we're basketball. I'm a basketball junkie, gym rat, so I'm always around it. So we're going to start reporting from tonight on. We're going to report the Elite Eight, the scores that's already been going, and the scores that are the games that are going to be played, and then I'll give you guys a little update on what I'm doing as a coach and kind of give them a better picture of kind of how my day and what I do.
Super.
If that sounds interesting.
Well, floor is yours.
Okay. Well, and this Elite Eight. Right. All right. In this Elite Eight, I've got some wonderful ties, but we'll get to the teams first, and I'll try to get my ties in there as we do the scores. We had a 1-2 matchup in our first game in the South region, Kansas Jayhawks versus the Villanova Wildcats. And surprisingly, Villanova won that game 64-59 was the final score. And usually Villanova, they usually don't get out of the first or second round. So that's a major upset, but it's going along with the current situation in the NCAA finals where it's just total anarchy. 10 seeds are beating 1 seeds, and so everybody's brackets are just going kaput in the first week. Yeah.
That's right. And so this is the first
week. Well, I'm sorry. All the big upsets happened in the first week. So now we're down to the Elite Eight, but all those upsets just turned the NCAA brackets and the schedules upside down because many upsets happened. Yeah.
Why do you think that happened? Are they recruiting, like some of the underdogs are recruiting better players, and so they're more of a match in an instance where they wouldn't have been?
Well, me and another coach coincidental that you say that. We were talking about that today, and we came to the conclusion that it's just more parity in basketball, period. So many kids are getting skilled up nowadays through trainers and different programs that the superstars are not so far apart in skill level from the so-called lesser skilled players. So the parity, everything is catching up. And now I think the smaller schools are getting just as good as skilled athletes as the better schools are able to recruit. So
I see.
That's what we came up with, you know. So we could be wrong, but I think we're on the right track.
It sounds to me like you guys who are coming back into the neighborhoods and over the years and giving of your skills and talents to the young people. It sounds like it's paying off, and it's what a treat for you to be able to actually see the results of that in your active career. You know, like 20 years ago, some guys went in the neighborhoods and did what you guys are doing now, and this is what it looks like.
Right. Yeah, fabulous thing. So that's what it's about, service. If we can service these kids in our own communities, We'll be okay.
Feed our children, take care of our old people.
That's right. God bless the child, take care of his own. So in the West region, that was an exciting, that was a really exciting and anticipated game going into the Elite Eight, which is just the final 8 teams left in a tournament. So that game between Oregon and Oklahoma was really highly anticipated because they've got a couple guys on those teams that will probably have a good chance of going really high in the professional draft. So Oklahoma won that game 80-68 over Oregon, which knocked them out. And so Oklahoma will be playing Villanova in the Final Four. And once we have 2 teams already set for the Final Four, and Virginia and Syracuse, Syracuse, Doc, is one of those 10 seeds that made it all the way to the Elite Eight. And they're playing, right, they're playing number one Virginia, number one seed Virginia in that region. They're currently playing them as we speak, and Virginia's leading 51-37 in the second half with about 9 minutes and 47 seconds to go in that game. So Virginia right now is holding a commanding lead.
Syracuse is a 10 seed?
Yeah, Syracuse is a 10 seed. I mean, the brackets, at the beginning of the tournament, when all 68 teams were announced, 13 million people did brackets for ESPN. And after the first week of the tournament, there was only 6 brackets remaining that had the correct picks. And after the second round of games, those 6 went out the window as well. So no one has predicted this NCAA tournament successfully. So, yeah, those lower seeds. And then in the next game in the East region, we've got North Carolina versus number 6 seed Notre Dame. So they'll be playing later tonight, probably after our broadcast, or that game will start probably by the end of our broadcast. But, yeah, 6 seed Notre Dame made it all the way to the Elite Eight. So, as you can see, in that bottom region, that Midwest and East region, we've got a 10 and a 6 seed in that region. So we're ready for the Final Four. We've got Oklahoma versus Villanova coming up as the first game, and then we'll have the winner of North Carolina Notre Dame play the winner of the Virginia Syracuse game, and all those 2 games will be happening tonight. So next Sunday we'll be able to report.
I'm going to watch both of those, or one of them anyway. I'll have to go back and forth, huh?
Right. And they'll be always rebroadcast, or you can stream it or whatever and watch it at your leisure. So.
Nice.
Yeah. No. That'll be exciting.
You're so good at this. I mean, gosh, I'm so excited about it. You make it so interesting. And plus, like, to you listeners that are like me, I mean, us ladies, we don't know all these things, and it's just so nice for Coach to come in and break it down so we can know what's going on and understand.
Right.
It really helps to get all of that so that we can enjoy it from that same perspective as you guys. Maybe we'll get a little rowdy, too, and tell you guys,
right,
bring us beers. Hey, honey, bring me a beer. Game's on.
That's right. Everything is as fun as you make it. And the ties that bind all of us coaches through basketball, for example, the head coach of Kansas Jayhawks, he coached me at Oklahoma State when I went to Oklahoma State. So I know that coach personally. The coach, Jim Boeheim, I'm such a fan of his offense. So I watch his games. His defensive set. So I watch his games in a more analytical, more than an enjoyment type of thing, if you understand what I'm trying to say. So, you know, I go a little bit deeper in some games because of ties and different things I'm trying to do as a coach. So
we have another caller in to join us, Coach. I wanted to make sure we acknowledge the caller as we proceed with our conversation about sports. Who's calling in
there? This is Cochran.
Hello, Mr. Cochran. How are you?
Fine. How are all y'all doing?
Oh, hello, Mr. Cochran. Wonderful. How are you doing, sir?
Fantastic. Great.
Good. Well, Coach was giving us his report.
No, go ahead.
Coach was giving us his report on college basketball, and we wanted to make sure that we acknowledged you in case you wanted to tune in and give us an opinion or ask a question. So, Coach, please continue. I'm all ears.
Okay.
Thank you.
Welcome, Mr. Cochran, again. I'll get on to what I've got coming up, since we've already discussed the NCAA tournament, and we'll come back our next broadcast, and we will definitely break down the Final Four, which is probably one of the most exciting times during the NCAA tournament. So we'll break that down our next broadcast.
But I'm all over here.
Say that again, Mr. Cochran, I'm sorry.
I'm all ears. It'll be fine with me.
Okay, good deal. Well, right now I'm currently helping with help coach the Sunnyvale High School girls varsity team, which is very exciting. And we had a tournament planned this Saturday after everything had hit the fan, though. That tournament got canceled, so we weren't able to do that. But lucky enough, I'm trying to get the girls right now into the tip-off classic down at the Duncanville Fieldhouse April 1st through the 3rd. And they do have a girls 17U division. So we're going to try and do that April 1st through the 3rd with the high school girls. And then we have, they're hosting a tournament in Sunnyvale, which I would ask all of our listeners or anybody who'd like to come out to come out and support the girls. And we're going to do that tournament April. That's going to be April 9th and 10th. April 9th and 10th, and that's going to be at Sunnyvale High School, so
right.
Which will be
that's
great.
Near 40,
and
right?
Yes, out near Forney. Matter of fact, about 15 minutes south of Forney. So
is it all
we
girls?
Will. Yes, that's going to be an all girls tournament, and which is nice because those rarely take place without the boys. So. Yeah, we're going to do that, and of course, I'm still doing the Dallas Independent School District training of the kids in the lower income areas. So we'll be at Lowe's Elementary, James Lowe Elementary on Monday and Wednesday, and we'll be at Asher Silberstein again Tuesday. And, of course, we have our weekly trainings over at the YMCA in Dallas at the Moreland YMCA, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 p.m., and then Saturday mornings from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. And we have our classes
so
out at
Dream. Do they have to pay for that, or how does that work?
Yes, it's a cost associated with the training classes, but those are real low cost, $40 a month for any class you would like to join. We have a different price structure for our Forney skills class. That skills class is on Sundays from 5 to 6 p.m., and it's just a drop-in rate of $15 a week, so which has helped some parents out, being that the kids are transitioning to different sports seasons.
Uh-huh.
So, and that's what's going on right now for the next week or so in Coach Vaughn's coaching life. So if anyone would like any information, please give us a call or contact us on our Bonton Rising websites, and we'll definitely get any information you may need.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Coach. And Mr. Cochran, do you have any events or happenings in the neighborhood that are radio worthy?
Well, the thing we're trying to do is we're trying to connect people together that has abilities and skills and professions to come together in a unified way to try to see if we can't solve some of our inner city problems that we got among conditions in our communities. I'm dealing, you know, stuff like that. And we got a real crisis. I don't know if anybody's aware of it, but on April the 4th, no, I think it's April or May the 4th, they're going to evict all the tent city people up and under the bridges. And my question is, I'm very concerned about that, because where are they going to go then, and what's going to happen? bad enough as it is. Yeah, but other than that, I'm just trying to see if we can coordinate with some people and come up with something, see what's going on that we could do for the, those stranded people.
It's May 4th, we have all of April to try to put something together, at least, you know, here at Bonton Rising, do our part for that. So really appreciate the heads up on that. You can count on having a conversation about it. I've got about 6 minutes left on the show. Is there a number that we can reach you, Mr. Cochran?
Yes, it is.
What number? Okay.
214-428-2390. I repeat it again. 214-428-2390. And you can call anytime and leave a message or whatever. I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
All right. Excellent. Is there a meeting coming? Are you having any kind of a meeting?
No.
Coming?
No, not yet. But based on people, I want to go down to City Hall and speak with some of the people down there and see what their next move going to be and see what's going on and how they plan on moving on this. I want to try to get involved with some of the councilmen in that district or whoever, the mayor, somebody, to see what it is they plan to do.
Well, of our guests, Ms. Coleman, she's one of those ones that tickets out front and all that, so I'm going to call her if she's not listening tonight and notify her of this information, and we will be getting back with you.
Anytime.
Be in Dallas this week, the rest of the week?
I plan on being, yes, I just got back, but I plan on being here the rest of the week.
And Mr. Cochran, if I can suggest something, maybe once Dr. Morgan hooks you up with her contact, there's already an organization that's trying to really help those people underneath the bridges. I just can't recall their name, so you might just want to join up with them. Because I think they're pretty established, if I'm remembering correctly.
Yeah, actually,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, excuse me for cutting you off, but I took a general walkthrough, you know, a couple of times and visited with majority of them down up under there, and you know, stuff like that. I heard all kind of things, info they're giving me, but I'm just looking at what's going on. It's really kind of horrible.
Right. I agree with you. Right.
Well, we should probably do a walkthrough next weekend or one of these weekends, you know, with the microphone and get down there and talk to these people personally.
Exactly.
But, of course, I'd have to have you guys by my side. I wouldn't
be there
by myself because, you know, you listeners don't know, but, you know, I somebody might scoop me up. We don't want that because then I wouldn't be able to do Sunday
Let me share this with you, Dr. Morgan. It's like this, and if you heard it in somewhere preached, that you can't go without the armor. In other words, there was a man went about trying to cast a demon out of another man. However, those spirits jumped out from that man on him. So you got to be still to go down there.
Yeah.
And you're correct.
Okay.
You're right. They might just do that to you.
Yeah.
Got to be anointed. You know what I'm saying?
We got you back, Doc.
All right.
I'm
good. Yeah, I
think
all I can get, though.
I promise I won't go. I just put it like this. I'm not going without you guys.
Oh, it's okay. I mean, you got to have the right spirit to go up in there. How about that?
Okay.
That's right.
Because Stockton has a nice little prayer sanctuary there. We get prayed up, and then we're going to go down there. I'm going to put on my boots.
You can have meetings there or whatever you want to do. We can do it right there. But I'm saying you're going to change your heart and your way of thinking.
Right.
Well, listen, I got 2 minutes. I have 90 seconds, so I'm going to start my song here. You guys can hang up. Don't hang up while I'm singing. You go ahead and do it now. Okay. Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring. Ring with the harmonies of liberty. listening skies. Let it resound loud as the rolling sea. Sing a song full of the faith that the dark past has taught us. Sing a song full of the hope that the present has brought us. Facing the rising sun of our new day begun, let us march on till victory is won.
Amen. Amen.
Amen, everybody. Good night. Thank you all.
God bless all of you.
God bless Uncle Billy.
Oh, God bless. Get better, Uncle Billy.
Hey, yeah.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Billy.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.